almost forgot that.
The walls did not come tumbling down. They went straight down into the ground. They just disappeared into the ground. All right? And there they stand. Jericho, there's three Jerichos. There's three... we're going to turn this machine down just a little bit. It's... echoing just a little bit. I'm a home sound man and everything. There are three cities that are the oldest cities in the world, basically. How many of you know what those were? Or are? We looked at one last week. The city of Jericho. There's three Jerichos that goes back. They say this is probably the oldest city in the world that they have what they call occupation, where it was occupied, you know, in there. Hebron is the oldest continuously occupied city in the world. And then Damascus is one of the oldest cities in the world. Okay? Well, Jericho actually surpasses them by a long, long time. The Hittite kings came out of Egypt when they were running out of Egypt. You know, remember when Joseph was down there? And they came and left Egypt before... Joseph did, and a lot of them came in here, and when they would build a city, they would build a city not on a new foundation. They wouldn't build a foundation, but they would build a city on a hill. What is a hill? That's an ancient city that's been destroyed. They would go in there. When somebody would come in and conquer a city, they would tear it all the way down and just make rubble out of it all the way down. Jerusalem has been destroyed, I believe, 17 times. I believe Jericho had been destroyed 11 times. But the time when Joshua went into Jericho, the walls fell down. They didn't crumble, but they just fell down into the ground. There they are. You can see how other buildings were built on top of them. There, Brother Ernest Crawford and I are standing out there by the tell of Jericho. And by the way, the mountain in the background, that's probably, they say, probably where Jesus was tempted by the devil for that period of time. And does anybody know what that was? Sister Andino, did they tell you what that was when you were over there? That's not too far from Jericho. When the Jews came back in the land, they took the Palestinians and put them in a concentration camp. That was a concentration camp where they put them. You don't hear this much, but that's what happened. That was a concentration camp. Not very many people even know about that. Has anybody even heard about the concentration camp? See how this is. Let's see. Trying to get the cameras all straightened out here. Did they tell you that when you were there?